Today is Monday, August 31st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we had a weekend, and it was the Zoom Pride 48 cocktail hour. We had quite a few attendees to that, and I don't know, I get a little bit of flack because, I don't know, for whatever reason, I get no flack, but people like to tease. For whatever reason, being in the central time zone, the 8 o'clock central time seems to be like a time when a lot of things are happening for Pride 48. Because we have people who are Eastern, we have people who are Mountain, we have people who are Pacific, and 8 seems to work, you know, because that's like 6 p.m. 8 o'clock is 6 p.m. Pacific, I think, and it's, 9 o'clock Eastern, so not too late. But that is the time that I eat dinner. And anyway, it just seems, you know, it just seems that all the things that we do for Pride 48 end up being around that time. And so on Saturday, we had a Zoom cocktail hour, and I, you know, Fatty made a joke that, oh, I guess Adam's going to log off or, you know, drop out of the call in an hour. Because we started at 7 p.m. Central, which is 8 p.m. Eastern. But it usually goes at least a couple of hours, and then we have Mix Minus, Daniel and I. And so we'll either leave everyone in the Zoom chat and they can listen to Mix Minus, or, you know, we can, if everyone wants to keep talking and they don't want to listen to Mix Minus, then we can actually go into our own Zoom, Daniel and I, and then they can stay in their own thing. But anyway, so the past couple of times I've been like, okay, I'll start the Zoom meeting, hang out for an hour, and then go eat with Mark. Normally Saturdays is when we do our restaurant of the week. And so we've been ordering Grubhub or DoorDash or Uber Eats or one of the million food delivery services. And so I did that. And of course I got some jokes about leaving and, oh, I couldn't be bothered to stay around, you know, or whatever. But anyway, I did. And we had spaghetti and fried chicken. And it sounds weird. It is weird, but there's a restaurant, and I wouldn't even say it's particularly all that great, this restaurant, but, you know, we try to do something different every single week. And eventually, I mean, we've been doing this for almost the entire 8 years that we've been together. And so we're starting, you know, there are new restaurants that pop up every once in a while, maybe a few a month or something, but, well, not even a few a month, but I mean, maybe one or two a month. But, you know, to keep things different, we at least try to rotate them. So we had never ordered DoorDash from this particular restaurant. So we did it. And actually, my favorite part was the rolls. So they had those really good yeast rolls. Like, I don't know, in the South, we, in school, in junior high and high school, or elementary school as well, when you would go to the cafeteria and you would eat, they would make these really big, like, risen yeast rolls. They were so good. That like a Parker House roll is kind of how they taste, but they're soft and pillowy and really big. I mean, they rise really big, and I don't know. So that was my favorite part of it, but that was one thing that happened on the weekend. I also mowed the yard again, and Scott the Sater in the Zoom call was like, oh, you know, Adam's gonna quit mowing his yard at some point. No, I'm never gonna quit mowing. You guys keep saying that. I'm going to keep. And the one way to get me to keep doing something or to stop doing something is to tell me that I am or I'm not going to do it. Because, then I'm just going to be rebellious and want to go and do it. I also recorded Throwing Down with Joe, and I mowed the yard on Saturday. So that was a exciting. I did not mow on Saturday. I don't know why I'm saying I mowed on Saturday. We actually, I mowed on Sunday. But anyway, so Saturday was pretty much a podcasting day. And then Mark and I were watching The People versus OJ Simpson. And we were also watching a show. We finished a show called Unbelievable. It's actually good. It's on Netflix, and it's a limited series, so there's only one season. But it's based on a true story. It's not an uplifting story. It's about a serial rapist, and the whole episode is about the detectives trying to catch this person. Really trying to figure out who it is. And how it affected one particular girl. And, you know, anyway, it was very good story. It's a true story. And it was interesting. And then since we were kind of on that legal bent, you know, that legal, and I love legal shows. I love anything kind of like lawyers. You guys all know this because I've talked about it forever, but lawyers. But I also like political stuff like West Wing. I haven't been able to get into the one with the one, and now I'm not going to remember the name of it, Veep, because it's so cynical and jokey. I really like the awe-inspiring, the really inspiring, you know, West Wing sort of flavor of political, you know, that you watch it and your kind of heart swells of people who are, you know, really want the country to prosper and, you know, all that, like the West Wing stuff. But anyway. So we watched a lot of Netflix, and then I podcasted in between. So I did Throwing Down, and then, you know, I did the Zoom Cocktail Hour, and then Mix Minus and Lower Decks and yada yada. Also, I've been writing this app, and I'm not developing it at all, but I've been writing this app for But First. And like I said, I've just been making tweaks to that over the past few days. Tonight will be the first night that we record a But First episode where the app is ready to go. So I'm excited to like announce it on the show and have people go and look at it. So I've been doing that. And then on Sunday, I actually mowed the yard. So I got up, we had breakfast, and then I went and mowed the yard because it was going to rain later in the afternoon. And Mark helped me. So that was cool. And that, you know, that was about it. So on Sunday, and then we finished up People versus OJ Simpson. We did our grocery shopping. And I have, we did have Whataburger for dinner. I have to admit that we did have Whataburger for dinner. But, so normally I get a double cheeseburger. And, you know, I know this is... I know this is not healthy, but I figured out that I really like, the reason I like the double cheeseburger so much is because the two patties, for whatever reason, keep it a lot more moist. And it's not necessarily that I need that much food, but for whatever reason, they have a junior double, which is, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's a smaller burger, but there are two patties. And I found that that one's not quite big enough for a full, like, meal. If I just want a snack or if it's lunch, but if I'm having dinner and I want a little bit larger, then the junior double is not quite enough for me. The bread's smaller, the patties are a smaller weight, all of that. So it's like a, I don't know, it's like a junior burger, but it's like a kid-sized burger, but they double the meat. So I had decided, at some point I was going to try a triple version of that because in the app you can customize however you want. You can keep adding patties as many as you want. You can add cheese, you can add whatever. And so I went into the app and I got a junior double, but I added a third patty. It was perfect. It's still less calories than the double, because there's less meat and the cheese is smaller size and the bread is smaller size. So there's less bread, there's less cheese, there's less meat. But because there are three patties stacked on top of each other, it feels like I'm getting more food and it's a lot more moist because you have these three. I don't know. It's the perfect thing, I believe. And I got fries. Anyway, so we did that because I just didn't feel like cooking. I had mowed and I was just like, I don't want to cook. Although I did cook quite a bit last week. I don't think I talked about it on the show, but I made steak one night. I made spaghetti, I think, one night. I don't know. I cooked several times. I don't remember everything I cooked. So I did do a little bit better cooking last week than I did the week before. So we did that, and we just watched Big Brother because I have Big Brother. I've But First tonight, and so I needed to watch all the episodes. I've really got to stop. I usually save them up, and I will watch them either on Sunday night. So I'll watch 3 episodes on a Sunday night, or I'll even watch them on a Monday night because we record But First on Monday nights. And I don't want to forget anything, or, you know, I want to be able to talk about the show and not forget what happened. And I don't want to take notes. Faye and Sam take notes, but I don't know. Taking notes ruins the experience for me. And so if I just watch it closer to the time that we're going to be recording, then I can remember what happened. And if I was going to take notes, I would need to watch each episode twice. But I got spoiled again last week, where I was flipping through the news stories on my phone and I saw a picture or a headline that let me know who went home. And so what happens is then it ruins the whole experience because I know exactly what happened. I mean, I know who went home. I know who, you know, and Fatty spoils everything on. So when we record on Monday nights, he's already been watching the like live feeds and stuff, and he knows who won. I think he knows who won Power of Veto. He knows who was selected. He knows whether they used it or not, like all that kind of stuff. And he tells us that in the recording. And that's before those episodes ever air. So it already ruins that because I already know what's going to happen. So it's not as exciting watching the show. So I think I'm going to have to start watching these like at least the day after they come out and just either take notes or, I don't know, not remember on Monday evenings what happened because it's just not as enjoyable. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.